I do sit around all day.
So do I.
Man, I was looking at myself in the mirror the other day, and I was like, man, I gotta, like, walk somewhere.
Just once?
It'd be more than I have, Dan.
That's true.
Anyway. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Broker
Watch. I have an accounting midterm.
Here's the thing, you always get mad at me for not just starting the podcast, because I ask, are you ready, like 17 times, and this is why, I ask if you're ready, because you're never ready, you absolute.
You riled me up though, it's your fault.
Also, looking at your jersey right now, man, that's way better than their current jerseys.
Oh yeah, it's so nice, and it's like soft too. Anyway,
orange is better than the gray, is what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't know why they changed it.
Because they did it because there were too many orange teams, and that being two orange teams.
Who's the other orange team? Philly.
Philly, but then they also changed their main color to black.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
So now
orange
is
so much nicer.
Yeah, the Shock jerseys look like trash now. Ladies and gentlemen, wait.
They're gonna clap Guangzhou's cheeks next week again. Anyway,
yeah, what a bad schedule, facing Shock two games in a row. All right, you ready?
Yeah,
welcome back. What do I usually say? I just had a brain fart. Do I say,
oh fuck, I don't listen to you for that long.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Broverwatch podcast. My name is Adam Cook, and I'm here, as always, with Calder Amos Wood. Calder, how are you feeling?
I'm good. How are you?
Sore throat. Stayed home from school today because my
throat doesn't sound like it. Sounds like you're lying.
It's because I'm a performer.
Check your temperature and show the podcast. That's a vape, Jesus, Adam.
No, it's a card reader, actually. Anyway. It's because I'm a performer. It's what I do. I'm going to not talk once this podcast is over. Anyway.
You're not going to play video games with me tonight?
Yeah, I will. I just won't talk. Huh. So it'll be like you're playing with just some random top 500 player, not this one.
Wait, did you say top 500?
Top 500 don't know
in bronze, right?
I'm like a higher SR than you on...
I cracked gold the other day.
Did you? Bitch,
and I've been too scared to play.
You didn't tell us. Congrats.
Yeah, Micah sent a video to the group chat.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention. For those of you who don't know, the Broverwatch podcast is a podcast where two college friends talk about the... Last time I said that you said it was better. I said it once,
but you liked it before.
Yeah, but you liked it, so I said it again, and now you look disgusted.
No, but, like, the thing is, we're not, like, college friends, because college friends would mean, like...
The Broverwatch podcast is a podcast where two friends who are also now going to post-secondary education talk about the Overwatch League.
Yeah, also, don't group me in with you fucking college scrubs.
Yeah, that's why I said post-secondary education, because I knew you would get angry.
I'm angry.
So let's just jump into it. Actually, before we start, we were going to talk about a bunch of games, but I feel like we should touch on the event that's going to be coming up this week.
Can I ask you something?
Mm.
Would you rather every time you're feeling an emotion, you have to say that emotion? Or would you rather never be able to feel emotions again?
First one.
You'd have to say your emotion all the time?
It would be uncomfortable, but it would also make things so much easier. Because I would just be like... Because everyone, it would be very clear to everyone that that's an issue that I have. So, like, if we were talking, anytime we started the podcast, I'd go frustrated, angry, infuriated. And you'd be like, oh, shoot, he's actually mad. Yeah, I should probably do this.
No, you'd be, like, frustrated, angry, slightly horny, infuriated.
No. Because I only have to say the emotion once it's a new emotion.
Yeah.
I'm always...
slightly horny.
Let's talk about this a bit. So the event is going to be called Storm Rising. Sounds like an Alex Rider novel.
Oh, I forgot about that. I haven't thought about Alex Rider in so long.
I know. I saw that comment on Reddit. I want to give the guy credit, but it made me laugh. It was a hilarious comment. But looks pretty exciting. I know a lot of people were hoping for a Talon mission, but we had one last year, guys. Let's have another Overwatch mission this year. And it looks pretty exciting.
There's also hope that it's a two-part mission because they mentioned Doomfist. I don't think that's going to happen, though.
No. What I saw one person say, which I don't think it is, but would be really cool, is if it's two teams and it's one team protecting Maximilian, the Omnic guy, and then one team trying to get him, and then you see each other throughout the map, and then at the end you fight each other.
Okay.
But I don't think that's going to happen. That would be fun,
though. No, that's definitely not. It's probably going to be more like last year's one. Maybe a couple twists.
What I'm excited for is Winston has like a 99.853% chance of getting a new skin because he's in the event. So please give Winston a new skin.
He'll definitely get a new skin.
I don't know if I'll use it, though, because I'm using the Atlanta away skin, and it looks real good.
Oh, how could you do that? I don't know. I'm excited for this event. And
these are the best events every year. Like, the events are kind of like, here's Maze Snowball Offensive with a Santa hat. And then this one's also, like, lore.
It's also kind of like all the events in one, too, because they bring back some of the stuff from the other.
No, that's Anniversary.
That's Anniversary. Sorry, I'm stupid.
You've never done an Uprising event, have you? You didn't do Retribution.
No, I did.
You did Retribution. You did Retribution.
Oh, so we'll get... At least we get Retribution and probably the first one, too.
Yeah, we'll probably Uprising. Get them back. I'm just hoping this new one is a butt ton of fun.
It will be.
Yeah. Looks exciting. Looking forward to getting new skins, new lore. Because that's the main thing. We don't really get any lore any other time of the year, except for when new heroes come out. But that's not really nice. That's not really new lore. Like, it's not lore based on things we already know. It's always like, oh, by the way, this guy was also there. And it's like, okay, but why? So this tells us why. Anyway, that's exciting.
Have you read any of the comic books?
Some of them. They're pretty good. Like, apparently, Moira was straight up in one of them before she was announced. There's like
I remember hearing about or like seeing that in a video.
Yeah. With like 17 red circles and arrows in the thumbnail.
Yeah, it's like, guess what character was teased before they were out? Not even pointing at Moira.
Yeah.
Just pointing at a random one.
Yeah.
They're like, there's a new character.
Anyway, so that's exciting. Expect that on
April 16th. Bam.
Now let's get into the Overwatch League. We had quite the week. Lots of 4-0s.
Yeah. Kind of going back to Season 1, when there were tons of 4-0s.
Mm-hmm. Not many teams fighting this week, except Boston.
Yeah. I think they made history with this week.
Mm-hmm. Because they got the most consecutive game fives. Sweeps. Oh, yeah. Reverse sweeps and game fives.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Like game five games, I think. Because last stage, week five.
They ended with a Dallas reverse sweep.
They had one. They had a Dallas
game five. It's just three games of game five and reverse sweep.
Yeah. But, sorry, I don't know. I just had a complete absolute brain toot.
They played Atlanta. Atlanta looked good. The new Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta looked good.
Baby Bay FDR.
FRD. A lot of people are saying FDR, but it's very much FRD. I think that's autocorrect because of Roosevelt.
I guess. And Atlanta looked really good at the start.
Mm.
And you were like, oh my god, wow, Baby Bay's playing really well. I guess he was grinding when he wasn't playing on
and
the
show.
And
you're like, wow, don't know why Daco's not here, but FRD's doing really well.
Yeah. Did we confirm that Daco's sick? Does anyone know
where
Daco is?
No one has confirmed
a
thing. The only thing Daco has tweeted in the past like week is he called Baby Bay tweeted saying that he was in the top 10 of the top 500, and he screenshotted it, and then Daco just replied, noob. That's the only thing of anything about Daco we've heard in the past, like, week and a half.
Interesting.
My guess is he's sick. Because they would have done something.
Yeah.
And Dogman was sick as well, so.
Yeah, so Kodak played a little bit. But Dogman also played.
Yeah, not in the second game they played. It was only Kodak. Yeah. But
but they looked good for the first two maps. And then they kind of just fell apart in like the third and or the fourth and fifth map.
They absolutely could have won the third map easy if RCK hadn't clutch bombed them.
Yeah. And that happened a couple times. Like that was kind of
the reason Boston won.
Yeah.
Like RCK, and we didn't even play him in our fantasy league. And I feel like if we did, we would have won the week because we played Somensu. Yeah, we lost. We played Somensu and he didn't even play. And we didn't play RCK and he played twice and popped off.
Little upset. Yeah, we kind of fucked it, but oh well. You win some. You lose most of them, though. You know?
Yeah. So my guess is that barely losing Eichenwald kind of set Atlanta on this
crash course,
bad mindset, kind of like pathway where they were, because Atlanta has a lot of players that like they're very momentum based,
like Baby Bay
and Dogman.
Yeah, they're both like high confidence.
It's like when they're confident, they crash.
Yeah,
and when they're not, they're salty.
And then you mix in FRD, who is new to the team as well as Baby Bay. It's kind of rough. You got a rough thing going on there.
Yeah. There were a lot of people on the Atlanta Discord during their second game. Because I guess we're just talking about Atlanta right now, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. In their second game against London, where they got 4-0'd, which was a yikes.
I didn't watch this game, but all Adam told me was it was sad. So I didn't want to.
The nice thing was a lot of the Atlanta players were still smiling throughout the whole thing. Because I, like, when they kept losing, like, they even see, I think they C9'd at one point, and then just cuts, and they're just laughing. So I think they understand the spot they're in, where they're like, we're a new team, we have a ton of stuff to figure out right now.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, because this team, the, like, team name went to the stage playoffs last stage.
Yeah.
But this team didn't.
Yeah,
because they're missing their main off tank, main hits or DPS. I don't know what main Zarya.
Yeah.
Also, their main flex support, kind of mostly. So, it's not the same team.
Yeah. Yeah, and they kind of just made some weird decisions, like in both of their games, where like Daco didn't play, and then. They like subbed FRD out and put N-Layer in.
Yeah.
And I would have understood that if they played triple DPS, but he played D.Va. And it's like, why?
Because it's, I guess they did want to go, triple DPS.
Yeah, but the thing is, FRD earlier in the series was playing some DPS and flexing over and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like,
so I think in their mind, they were like, oh, let's go triple DPS, and then it just wasn't working. And you can't really communicate with your coach during the match. So they were like, okay, we'll just go goats.
Yeah.
And Enlir had to fill.
Yeah.
Is what I would guess.
So that was a little weird. But yeah, Atlanta, first game, it showed that this roster has potential. Mm-hmm. Second game shows that they've still got a lot of stuff to work through.
Yeah. And they got to just work on mentality.
Yeah.
Now Boston, on the other hand, kind of proved that they were one of the mentally the strongest teams in the league.
Mentally, yes.
Map differential wise, no. No. They got a lot of momentum from RCK against Atlanta, which helped them win. Mm-hmm. And then against Toronto, they just kind of held out. They just kept fighting. And that's pretty much how they beat Toronto.
Yeah.
They were just resilient. It wasn't even that they were, like, they were better, obviously, because they won, but it wasn't even that they were so much better skilled as that they just didn't really give up at all.
And we didn't get to see Dallas play this week.
No.
So, as far as that trade goes, having not seen Dallas yet, I think Boston won the trade.
Yeah.
Well, RCK it'd be is hard kind for, of nuts.
And it'd be hard for Note to outperform RCK.
Mm-hmm.
Which he doesn't really have to, because he didn't decide to get traded. But, you know, maybe they... Dallas plays on Saturday this week against Toronto, so they've had a lot of time off. They play Toronto and Paris pretty much back-to-back. So maybe Note comes out and he's playing really well and the trade is just positive for both sides, but...
Yeah.
We'll see what Jane and Arrow are able to do over in Dallas.
Yeah, and, so yeah, just to wrap up the, or I guess we're just talking about Boston now. We already moved on from Atlanta.
See
yeah,
how smoothly I transitioned so us smooth. Into there.
But Boston, they look really strong. Like, they've got a great tank line. Their DPS have been... Color Hex was doing great this week.
Color Hex is... He's just a lot better at in the second half of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So...
But yeah, it's they've got a solid team there. So because their team is doing so well, expect the entire roster to be sold within the next 2 weeks and bring in new players.
Pretty much.
Like people were making jokes about how Huck was probably like, "Man, RCK is popping off. Time to sell him," even though they just got him. But yeah, Boston. Boston's doing really well. They're always the team that no one really thinks about because they either do really bad or really well.
Well, they also don't have like a big player. I guess Fusions is the biggest player on the team, but
yeah, no one's like my favorite player in the world is Blase.
Yeah, maybe one guy,
probably a couple guys. Blase, by the way, I'm not. If you're watching this, I'm not saying I don't like you.
Someone like Gladiator's Legion out there.
It's easier to like a team that barely wins like Shanghai last season or that wins a lot like Houston.
Shut up. you could say New York or Vancouver.
Yeah. Or Shock this season. But
not really though. They went 4-3.
Yeah, that was early in their stage 1.
Yeah.
Before,
but they're not like
they're still
unbeaten. It's really easy to cheer for New York.
They haven't lost a game since their first couple games and the stage one playoffs.
Yeah, that really hurt.
Like, they lost one game in week one.
They also had a really hard stage in the first stage, so
yeah,
like they played New York and Vancouver, I think. If I'm remembering correctly, I don't know. All I remember is that it was hard, but this stage is a lot easier for them. So
yeah, good. Expect them to win the whole thing.
We're going to be raking in the W's, babies.
Yeah, they're number one this stage so far. It has been only 1 week.
And they also played Guangzhou and Valiant. But
I mean, their like map differential is the best.
Well, they played Guangzhou and
Valiant. Why they played Guangzhou and Valiant?
Fuck off.
Chengdu is in third. Vancouver's in seventh. That's funny to look at. Anyway. But, yeah. Boston has, like, since they get so many game fives, I think people just see them as the team that, like, barely wins.
But which is kind of what they are.
Yeah. But they still win.
They're a top middle tier team.
Yeah.
Which isn't bad.
Yeah.
Because in a tight game, it's pretty, like, I'd bet on them to win most of the time. 7 times out of 10.
Yeah.
I'd bet on them to win. Yeah.
Next up, let's talk a little. Who else did Boston face? Toronto. We're not talking about them today. Sorry, who Toronto. Else did Atlanta face? Atlanta faced London. Let's talk a bit about London.
I don't know if London's good.
I think they're really good. Not right now. like when they 4-0'd Atlanta, it was like 60% Atlanta being bad and like 40% profit and Fury being really insane.
Here, boys.
Like, did you see the clip of Fury eating that one grav?
Yeah.
Where his thing wasn't even on cooldown. Like it was in the millisecond before his defense matrix meter was done. And he did a little. It was that boy is insane.
That's a clip you show to someone and you're like, this is why they're athletes, kind of.
Wait, they just click buttons on a keyboard? No. Look at this. Except here's the thing, when you explain that, they'd be like, why is that good? And it's like, well, because this person has to grab, and when they grab, it's almost basically a team win, but he can eat it with this. Okay.
Cuck lords.
Anyone who doesn't like what I like is an absolute cuck.
Yeah.
I'm joking, of course, but...
So it seemed like London's 4-0 on Atlanta was kind of more of an Atlanta problem.
It was more of an Atlanta problem and a Fury being amazing thing.
And then, but then London wins 2-1 over Florida, and you're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, it was kind of a close game.
Yeah. The Florida that recently just decided to drop every Western player, I guess the day before.
And
I don't know what the time frame on was at.
Actually, I was about to say, and somehow looks slightly worse, but they got a map and a tie against London, and then got a map against Philly. Although getting a map against Philly doesn't mean anything, which we'll get to in a second. But yeah, little boy London, it's pretty much what we said preseason. They, at their peak, are world champions. And at their low are like a farm team. Like, they're not very good.
Yeah. Well, at their low, so like below middle.
Yeah.
They're like above Florida, Washington, all those dog trash teams at the bottom.
Hmm.
Waterloo University. And yeah, I don't know. They're just a weird team. And I don't know if I like them anymore. I think their fan base is one of the more annoying ones.
Is it? Really?
No, actually Shanghai, because of that fucking screecher in the crowd.
Here's the thing. I feel like most teams have a screecher now.
Yeah.
Houston has screechers.
I think Shock has that guy that yells.
Yeah, the guy who yells.
They did first season. But
yeah, and then Gladiators. Actually, here's the thing. I was listening, and when Gladiators are about to go on an attack, and I hear someone in the crowd yell "Shields up," and then everyone cheers, that's cool.
Yeah.
But when I'm watching a Houston game and Jake gets like a mine kill, and I hear, and by the way, I have a sore throat that hurt a lot. That wasn't worth it at all.
Or when Shanghai just comes at a spawn, and you hear these e-girls screaming for no reason. It's like, yeah. What are we doing? What is this?
It's like, cheer for your team, good.
Just be like, woo! Don't die. Don't pretend like you're getting murdered in the crowd.
Like, there, I forget which game it was, but last week, or I guess it was this week, but someone just kept yelling "Esketit" before every map, or not before every map, before every round of every map. When it was the quietest, he would yell "Esketit" as loud as he could, and it's like, maybe funny the first two times. Now you're not only ruining the experience for the people around you, but for the 100,000 people watching.
Yeah.
Like
the, just, why doesn't security, we're on a pretty big tangent here, but
it's fine.
Why isn't the security just like, tell them to leave?
There's two sides.
Or just tell them to shut up.
There's two sides of the same coin. All right. There's the, why don't you just tell people that they've got to stop?
Yeah.
Then there's the part of they asked a guy to leave because he did the okay sign. Because people were like complaining that it was a white supremacist symbol.
Which is who complains about that? Like,
yeah.
I'd like to know the person that said, oh, this is not allowed.
Yeah, like, it's not a white supremacist symbol. There's this thing that white supremacists have been doing lately where they're taking things from like meme culture and stuff and they're like using them to their advantage and then turning it. It's like the subscribe to PewDiePie thing when the New Zealand shooter like used that. This is getting really serious, but like when he said subscribe to PewDiePie, he wasn't doing that because he's like, oh yeah, PewDiePie is a white supremacist. He was saying it because he wants to take something that like brings people together and use it against people, blah blah blah, and like ruin it. And that's what this is. It's literally an emoji.
Mm-hmm. It's only bad if you say it's bad. Like if someone does that and you're like,
if there's a guy who goes and goes white power on stream, kick him out. Maybe even fine him. All right.
But if he's like, is going,
they literally do that in the NBA when they get a three pointer. Yeah. Kick out all the fucking players that can hit a three pointer just because, oh no, some people think it's a white supremacist symbol.
Also, EQO literally does it all the time. Like there's that thing from last season where he was like, it was on his player camera, and then he like rolls back and he's like,
yeah.
And everyone laughs.
And it's also like the thing where you're like, hey, you're looking at my nuts. You know that thing?
Yeah.
There's so many other
two sides of one coin. Because when I was watching the guy who got kicked out, I was watching the stream and I saw him and I was like, someone tell him to stop. Because it was getting annoying. Like, it's not like he did that because who cares? It was like a full interview segment and he was like, reaching into the frame, putting his things in, and people were laughing at that while people were trying to listen to the interview. And it's like, tell him to stop because he's kind of disrupting the flow of the stream. But like, just tell him to stop. You don't have to kick him out and be like, you're a white supremacist, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a lot, and
they need to figure out their censorship for it. And I made a post on Reddit about this also. During one of the games, it was the Hangzhou-Vancouver one. Vancouver had just... I usually watch with Twitch chat off, because Twitch chat is the worst. But usually it's just people being like, give me an all-access pass, please.
No.
But Vancouver had just set a record for King's Row attack time. So I was like, oh, I want to see what the chat's saying about it. Because it's exciting to see people, like, spam Pog champs and stuff like that. Because it gets you excited. Mm-hmm. Like, you feel like you're more part of it. And, like, people were spamming the transgender pride emoji. And I was like, what is this? And I saw transgender pride. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, it's literally a hand going like this. And it's like a heart. And I was like, okay, that's whatever. Maybe people are just spamming that because it's just another heart emoji. But then other people were spamming stuff like transgender rights, lol, and like stuff like that. And it was just like 10 minutes of just like super transphobic. And like, then people were like contributing by like spamming racist things. Like,
wait, was that you that posted that on Reddit?
Yeah.
It was like, I was looking at the chat because I usually don't. And then I just saw a bunch of, I didn't even realize that was you because I read it.
And, like, some people were like, just turn off Twitch chat. And I'm like, that's not the point. Mm-hmm. Like, some people just said, just get used to it. That's the internet. And I'm like, that's not the point. This is, like, a moderated thing for a broadcast. They should be a little bit more enforcing. And then someone was like, just join the All Access Pass chat. And I was like, oh my goodness.
You didn't know that.
I completely forgot that was a thing. So then I joined it, and it's amazing.
Yeah, because it's people like, oh, wow, that was a good play. It's not like, ooh, Papega, Omega Lol. And then people just yelling C9 while the match is going on.
Yeah. Actual C9. Guys, that wasn't an actual C9, though. Anyway, that was the biggest tangent of all time. I guess in the timestamps of this podcast, I'll put like
a large tangent.
Rant about censorship in the league or whatever. But yeah, it's weird. Next team. Oh, yeah, we were just talking about London. London. They're so good, but when they're not, they're so bad. There you go. Next, I guess let's talk about...
Also, don't play Goats London. That's not where you're strong.
Yeah, yet. London, you're bad at it. Next, I guess we'll talk about the Charge. You want to talk about the Charge?
They kind of got their cheeks clapped this week by Paris, who...
They were one of the more surprising and impressive teams of last stage.
Yeah, but they got 4-0'd by Paris and Shock. Paris, if you listen to this, you know that we don't think they're very good. And they kind of showed that they're not good if it's not goats. Well, they're not even good if it's goats on goats, but...
They're just not very good unless Shadowburn is popping off.
Yeah. So Guangzhou got forwarded by Paris, and it was a fine game. It wasn't very close. Like, it got closer in the second half, but Guangzhou got 2-0'd on Paris and Oasis. Mm-hmm. So, like, they couldn't really get anything going there. And then it was closer in Junkertown and Eichenwald, but still, they didn't perform like we expected them to.
Yeah.
Because they were...
A lot of people were saying, like, Guangzhou's a surprising team, they're really good, and then they were like, but they'll probably do better in a more DPS-centric meta. Comes a slightly more DPS-centric meta. Crashed!
Yeah. Yeah.
It was nice to see Happy pop off a little bit, but he didn't pop off enough. Hot, yeah. Too. But... Mm-hmm. Who are they facing next week? Shock again. SF.
Yeah.
And Gladiators. Yikes. Yeah, they're probably not going to be in the stage playoffs.
Now, I want to do a 3-minute tangent about Shock.
Okay.
Because I was watching some of their, like, a couple rounds today. And Rascal is so good at Batiste.
He's so good.
And I was also watching...
You know how we were talking about in, like, the podcaster roundtable when we were talking about Batiste? It was like, we need someone to do with Batiste what Mickey did to Brigitte. Mm-hmm. I think Rascal is that boy.
I think... I was also watching Chengdu today. And you know how people were like, we don't really know how to play Wrecking Ball because no one's played him really well. And we need, like, a Miro. Or, I think it was Miro that kind of showed people how to play D.Va. Oh, Winston, sorry. I think Aimeng is kind of doing that for Wrecking Ball. Like, if you watch Aimeng and you just play half as well as, or, like, copy his playstyle.
He had 200 players knocked back.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Now, you can't, the thing is, you can't really play Wrecking Ball in, like, general Overwatch if your team doesn't work around him. Mm. And I see a lot of people trying to force Wrecking Ball into comps, which is fine. I'm in gold, so it doesn't really matter, but I don't know.
Did you just say you're in gold? You can finally say you're in gold. But yeah, I agree. Like, I think he's a weird one because no one's really good at him, but no one can get good at him because they don't have the chance to because no one lets anybody play him.
Yeah, and if you do play him,
you're on your own.
You're like forcing a square into a circle, kind of, because no one's playing 3 DPS in gold.
Yeah,
because we might not be good enough to do that.
We're not good in that.
Anyway, Rascal's amazing at Batiste. Aiming's amazing at Ball. Guangzhou looked very weak this week. Maybe they'll come back next week. Do they have a second game next week, or is it just against Shock?
Yeah,
they play Gladiators.
So, rough week.
Yeah. Gladiators looked amazing. Anyway.
Gladiators look great.
I gotta stop tangenting.
Anyway, yeah, good rant. That wasn't really a Shock rant as much as it was a hero specialty rant.
Yeah.
But, Adam, when you're editing this, I just gave you a timestamp name.
Jesus. You're breaking so many walls.
Yeah, I know.
That's the fourth.
Adam, listen to me. Eat. You don't eat enough. Have dinner. There we go.
What time did you wake up today?
I woke up at 10, but then I went back to bed because I felt like absolute trash.
And then, so you went back to bed at like 10:30 maybe?
I went back to bed at like 10:30 and then woke up again at 1:15-ish.
And then why were you late to record the podcast?
Because I was eating. I made myself a ton of oatmeal. Because I googled good foods to eat when you have a sore throat, and it was oatmeal and soup. So I'm having soup for dinner.
You ate oatmeal for like 4 hours?
I'm exaggerating, okay?
I know, I'm just joking.
I also showered. I also did some schoolwork, because I was like, if I'm going to stay home from school, I may as well do some schoolwork. Anyway.
I think our last team to talk about today on this lovely Fall?
Don't we have two more teams to talk about? Or did we already talk about Philly, technically?
Oh, I guess we can go a little more in depth on Philly. So our last two teams to talk about. Number one is Philly. Not good.
I have a little thing to say about this. I turned on the game. It was the first game of the week. I turned on the game, and they played like five different hype videos for this match. And I know they got to get people hyped, but the hype videos were like making it seem like this was at all going to be an even close match. Like they were like, these teams have been back and forth. They're like rivals. And it's like, yeah, last season, maybe a little bit when Philly got lucky a couple times. But Philly is nowhere near New York's level right now.
Philly beat New York out of the playoffs, but that doesn't carry over to this season because here's the thing. Philly not good.
Yeah. Unless...
So it's hard to hype off last season.
Yeah. So...
My biggest problem was the interview that they had with EQO and...
Boombox.
And EQO was like... people don't realize how good we actually are, and people don't have enough faith in us. And it's like, we don't have any faith in you because you didn't really do anything. You had the easiest schedule, actually.
Yeah. Statistically, the easiest schedule.
And then you get killed as soon as you play a decent team.
Yeah.
Like, who they get killed by? They got killed by, fuck me. What? Oh, they got killed by Shock.
Yeah.
The third of the top three teams. So.
And, yeah, I feel like Philly still has, like, this mindset that they're in the top because they finished in the top last season.
Mm-hmm. They were second last season, and they haven't changed their team at all.
Going into the playoffs, they weren't second. I'm pretty sure they were last.
Yeah, well, it was the fifth and sixth seed that made it in. I think Philly was sixth.
Yeah, let me see.
So
let me pull it up.
And I think a lot of people forget that about London too. Like London was fifth in the league. And they kind of just got lucky in the very short, limited playoffs that we had last season.
Yeah.
Which I hope they change. But
yeah. But so yeah, Philly, they really hyped it up as if it was gonna be close. And then they got crushed. Because if EQO is basically saying like we've only faced lower quality teams, and like we understand why people are saying we might not be that good, but it's hard to prove yourself when you're not given that opportunity, and then they're given the opportunity. And here's the thing, if they went 3-2 against New York, I'd be like, okay, they got crushed.
Yeah.
They got mulched.
You took them, you threw them in the mulcher, you had a nice little pathway to walk home for New York to the victory.
So yeah, Philly, not as good as they think they are, I think. And they kind of need, I feel like they kind of needed to be humbled a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if they are humbled, but.
No. Well, here's the thing. They lost New York and then immediately played Florida again, which probably got their confidence back up. But they lost them after Florida.
Yeah.
So.
I feel like Philly's just a very, very cocky team, and they... I feel like they'll always think they're the best team, even if they're not.
Yeah, probably.
We hate Philly, don't we?
Kinda. They also have that nice new arena, too.
I do like them for that. Good job.
Yeah.
Philly and Paris, we don't like them.
That's true.
All right, last team to talk about, we're going to talk a bit about Washington.
Here's the thing. I think we're Washington fanboys. More specifically, I think we're Corey fanboys.
We are absolutely Corey fanboys.
Because he just kind of crushes it when he gets the opportunity. There are some iffy plays, but he's also on a very iffy team.
Mm-hmm. He is carrying his team.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, he's the only, at least in the starting roster, the only non-Korean player.
Yeah.
So this is a bit of a shift where the NA player is carrying the the NA player is carrying the Korean roster.
Yeah. This team is a little better than they were last stage because of Ark.
Yeah.
Giannis is still kind of All right.
I will say Ark looks so sad always when I see him.
Also, he's wearing gloves, I think.
Yeah.
He wears gloves when he plays. On both hands, though. A little strange.
Yeah.
Not biking.
I mean...
Not golfing.
You don't wear gloves?
That was a tissue.
This was supposed to be look like a glove, but it's literally just a tissue that I clumped.
You don't wear a glove?
What, you don't wear glove? Do you not wear gloves?
I found a nail on the top of my thing. That's gross. Throw it in my room somewhere.
Do you not wear gloves? Wait, do you not wear gloves? I'm wearing...
Okay, you're gonna get us kicked off the internet.
I'm wearing one glove on this hand. One glove. Wait.
You are a white supremacist.
Wait, shoot, this is the same hand. It's supposed to be on this side. One glove.
You're a white supremacist.
Apparently, according to Blizzard. But yeah, Washington, I'm so glad we have Corey on our fantasy roster because he pops off every week even though he loses every week.
I kind of hope that Washington goes for the Florida strategy where they drop all their Western players so Corey can maybe get picked up by
a good team.
Imagine
Corey on...
Wow. I was thinking Valiant, but that's also a bad team. But here's the thing. I was watching Valiant against Shock, and I can't figure out what the problem is, because it's not, like, there's no glaring problem.
They're just bad.
It's probably just a coaching thing.
Space was our first pickup of our fantasy roster, because we were like, he's going to get us so many points. He got us 50 total points this week.
Yeah.
Oh, he did only play one game. We shouldn't have played Space this week. Man, we need to think this through more. But, there's something wrong with Valiant. But if Corey went to maybe...
Gladiators?
Yeah, but they have Sure 4.
Yeah, it's just they're Sure 4 though.
Yeah, but they're not playing him because they have Decay and Hydration already. So, like, why would they
play Corey? We need more teams.
Maybe Houston? No, they have Linkser, though.
Houston's also dog shit.
Maybe Atlanta. Maybe Atlanta. I think here's the thing. I say Corey, stick with Washington for this season, then jump over to a team like Houston because prediction: two thirds of Houston's roster are going to be gone through the season, mm-hmm. whether that's being dropped or retiring. I think a lot of them are going to. Cool Matt's for sure going to retire. I think Jake probably, maybe Linkser, not sure.
Didn't Jake sign an extension?
Yeah, for this season.
Oh.
I think that's what the news was.
Yeah, Houston's also an old team, too, so they're going to have to switch up something. And I think also because of the struggles that Optic, that's their... Like,
that's
Optic
why
hasn't
they're not
really
signing
been
doing anybody.
Well. Yeah.
Because they don't want to spend a ton of money while they're trying to convince companies to buy them.
Yeah.
But they also don't want their team to do poorly when they're trying to convince companies to buy them.
So they're just going
to
settle for middle of the pack, I guess?
I guess so. Well, right now I'd say they're not middle of the pack. They're bottom of the pack. But anyway, so those are all the teams that we wanted to talk about.
Sing us out, Adam.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You would sing hallelujah, you little Josh Groban fanboy.
Hallelujah. That was...
Are you muting
tribute.
Yourself?
No.
Oh, because when you would... After anything that wasn't hallelujah wouldn't come through.
Literally, you cut out for the split second that you were holding that note. I guess Discord doesn't like...
You. Josh Groban.
You.
Josh Groban didn't even write that song. I don't know why I keep saying Josh Groban.
Hallelujah. Anyway, everybody, thank you for tuning into this episode. Let's do a quick week 2 rundown. Quickie predickies, as I like to call them. I'm going to say the two teams. We're going to say who wins.
A transition card for quickie predickie.
Here. Transition right now. Here. Welcome to quickie predickies. I'll put a transition of some sort in there. Here is Paris versus Florida. 3-2-1. Paris.
Florida sucks.
New York versus... I'm not going to count down. I'm going to go bang, bang, bang. Okay, that's going to be the flow. New York, Washington. New York. Vancouver, Seoul. Vancouver. Toronto, Philly. Toronto.
Whoa.
Valiant, Atlanta. Atlanta. Valley. Whoa, you absolute can. You cranberry.
We can talk about that later if you
we'll
want.
We'll talk about that in a second. Boston, Hangzhou. Boston. Guangzhou, Shock. Shock.
Shock. Yeah.
Chengdu, Shanghai. Chengdu?
You said both. Chengdu, I think.
I'm going to say Chengdu. That'll be close, but yeah. I think it'll be
Chengdu. We'll go Chengdu.
London, Philly.
Philly?
I'm going to say London. That's a weird one, though.
I don't know.
Here's the thing. That was the finals, the grand finals of last season. We should have an opinion on this. But they're both okay. Vancouver, Houston. Houston.
I'm joking.
Vancouver. Dallas, Toronto.
Toronto.
Yeah, Toronto. I think it'll be close, but I'm going to say Toronto. Gladiators, Guangzhou. Gladiators. Dallas, Paris. Dallas. Atlanta, Washington. Atlanta.
I just said Washington there too.
New York, Florida. New York. We sound like drones. Valiant Gladiators.
Gladiators.
I should have said LA. And then we should have just not said which one we prefer. All right, let's talk about this Valiant Atlanta thing, because you said Valiant like a...
Here's the thing. Atlanta did not look good at all last week.
Oh, and Valiant did?
No. But if Valiant can find some sort of motivation to play well...
Here's the thing.
I think they could win.
After 1 week with this new roster, Atlanta looks not great. After... a full stage and a week, Valiant looks not great with the same roster. That's
my
logic. They
kind of win at some point, though.
No, they don't, actually. They probably don't.
Yeah, but I feel like they do. And here's the thing. You know how Brent always picks Shanghai, even though he's always just being a dumb bitch?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm doing here.
Oh, you're being dumb.
Yeah.
Agreed. Thank you, everybody, for watching and listening to this episode of the Broverwatch podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you next week. Hopefully, this week's games go exactly as predicted so that we are the oracles. If you want to check out our social medias and stuff, you can follow us on Twitter at the Broverwatch. You can follow me on Twitter at I'm a Dumb Cook, and you can follow Calder on Twitter at Calder_100 or just Calder100.
Underscore.
Okay.
Underscore. I couldn't get Calder 100 because I'm just a little boy.
Oh, right. And you can find everything at our website, thebroverwatch.com.
I'm a little turkey leg.
If you like turkey legs, be sure to drop a like and subscribe.
Did you know they fucking sell whole turkey legs at Disney?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, that's so disgusting.
One of my favorite memories of, like, just with my brother is both of us walking. At the bottom of Splash Mountain, there's like that bridge. Mm-hmm. We're walking towards that bridge, and then this large sphere of a boy. He was probably like 6 years old, and he was probably like 4 feet tall, but he was also 4 feet wide. Like, he was a perfect sphere, and he's holding like one of those big chugs. What are they called?
Big gulp.
He's carrying a big gulp in one arm here.
I don't think we're even allowed. I don't even think that's legal in Canada.
Yeah,
to serve a drink that big.
But he was carrying a big gulp here, sucking it, and I got a peek because he was there was like no lid on it. but like he had a straw. It was just full of like what I could tell was lukewarm Coke. And then in the other hand, he had a bucket of chicken legs or turkey legs.
Jesus.
And he was like, oh, 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 like ripping it apart. God. And I'm like, what is this boy? And then behind him walks two gargantuan entities of humans.
And were you getting like, sucked? Were you getting sucked towards them by the gravity?
Yeah. Well, Matt and I started to walk towards them because we were so intrigued, and then we were like,
"Oh my god, sorry,
we should probably back off." And then we got a picture with Mickey. That's not true. I didn't get a picture with any man in a suit.
I got a picture with a guy pretending to be Doc from Back to the Future.
That's pretty good. I want to go to Disney with you.
Not allowed that close to it anymore.
Thank you, everybody, for watching. We'll catch you next week. Have a good one. Love you. Bye. How did you make that sound so gross?
Gross.
All right.
KMS yourself into that pimple, bitch.
Did you say kill myself? You just said kill myself yourself into that pimple, bitch. Good sentence.